Today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online is brought to you by Blue Apron. Blue Apron is treating Real Ghost Stories Online listeners to $30 off your first order. You can visit blueapron.com/ghost.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. You can always email it to me, Tony, T-O-N-Y, at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want to send your audio file from your mobile device, you can do it that way. Or you can also just submit it to the website. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. I'm Tony Brewski. Jenny, not available for the recording today, so you just got me and your calls and some good ghost stories. So I'm excited to jump on into this. And by the way, if you like our show, please do press the subscribe button. Give us some stars. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, whatever you may be using to listen to our program. The reviews, all that really help us tremendously. Let other folks know that we exist and in turn gets a better show for you. So if you don't mind, take 2 seconds of your day. Do that. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's jump over to our first call and hear a ghost story. Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, Tony and Jenny Brewski. This is Jason from Mentone, California. Please apologize. I'm a little nervous. It's my first time calling in. Well, I come from Mentone, California, kind of a little ways down from going up Forest Falls and a road to get to Big Bear. But my story is, let me just start off on describing where I live. I live like in an apartment, and there's like four that are around, but they're not by each other. They're almost kind of like houses. And in the back, there's like a big field. And in the back, there's a big old barn that it seemed like it used to maybe hold horses at one point. But in front of that, there's a, funny to say, a pet cemetery. And the only reason I know that is because me and my fiance, we walked over there right when we moved in just to check out the area. And we just saw a bunch of sticks, and crosses. And we were like, what's this? So we walk over and we see like dog names. And then we're kind of curious, so we asked the manager of that holds the whole area down. And she said, yeah, this is a pet cemetery. And she said that this is it. Also an Indian burial ground where our apartments were built. So that kind of just spooked us out, but whatever, we got over it. But fast forward, we've been living there for about 4 or 5 months, 6 months actually, and this just happened about maybe a month and a half ago. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie It, the newest movie It, but I'll get more into that. Well, anyway, we were trying to go to sleep. We have two mattresses, one's in our bedroom and one's in our living room. We use one for the living room when the neighbors are too loud to the side of us and it blocks the noise. We don't want to get in an argument with them, so we just say, hey, let's just move from the bed into the living room. So we pull down the mattress, and we go lay down to rest. So it's all nighttime, and this is the first time I've ever experienced what you would say sleep paralysis. So we have a little dog that sleeps with us wherever we go. I mean, we're moving from the bed to the living room. He just sleeps with us. Well, anyway, I was laying... and from the back of me where the mattress I knew I was awake but asleep at the same time. I just knew I couldn't move. And I tried to do as much as I can to look back to me, and the dog was just shaking. And when I say the movie It is because there's a scene in the movie where he's down in the basement and he had his eyes creeping out in half of his head, and then he just shoots out and he's like spazzing out. Well, that's the only description that I can really say that's how it felt. So I'm looking back and the dog is just shaking like crazy, crazy, crazy. And then I'm just freaking out because I can barely move. and I look, I'm trying to look to my, at my fiance, you know, look at my fiance, and, she, and just heard this demon voice just say, look at her, look at her, look at her. And the second I looked at her, I kind of just woke up, and she was sleep talking. That's kind of what she does. She sleep talks. It kind of freaks me out because I never know what she's saying, but it just, I woke up and I just could not go back to sleep. Every time I went back to sleep, it just, I got back into that stage where I just could not move, and I kept hearing just random things. And I just, I don't know, it just really freaked me out. So that's one story real quick. And it just, there's another one that just happened last night. So that's why I had the urge to call. I was sleeping. This is the second time that I experienced sleep paralysis. I was just laying in the living room, I mean, in our actual bed. And I just literally passed out. It felt like I passed out, but I obviously went through a sleep paralysis stage again because I would look to the wall. We have no bears, teddy bears. Because what in my dream, or what would you say? There was just teddy bears, like little baby teddy bears that you'd win like at a carnival, and they're all pinned up against the wall. And there was this pink one that was like kind of falling down the rack of bears. And at that point, I thought I woke up, and I tried to turn to my wife or my fiance, and I was like, there's a teddy bear that I just found. She's like, no, it's fine. They're all stacked against the wall. And I was like, no, it's falling. And then it shot and hit the bed. And that's when I snapped open. Woke up. I was just like, oh my God. And my fiance, she was awake. She was like, what happened? I was like, I don't know. I'm freaking out. And I told her the story. And then she was like, oh my God. It's like, she was freaking out her stuff. Cause we don't, like I said, it's a blank wall other than some posters. And she goes, oh my God. You know, she was tripping out. And I was like, I felt my top of my mouth, and it felt like there was layers of extra teeth. Like you would, you know, like a shark. So I was just freaking out. I couldn't go back to sleep. And that's pretty much my story. Those are my stories. I don't have any more, but if you would like, I can send some pictures of the pet cemetery because I still believe that's a little freaky. But anyways, I do appreciate the podcast. I found you guys on Spotify on my long drive. So, I mean, it really does help me out to get through my day. So I do appreciate, if you don't play this, that's okay. I'm not an EPP yet, but once I get my financials and I get this job, a better job, I will definitely invest in it. So thank you for listening to my story, and I hope you hear it. Thank you.
It's interesting how in some of the dreams, some of the elements of them and the aspects of you were very animal-like, and with the connection to the pet cemetery. That's an odd kind of observation I just made there. And anytime you have anything relating to it making an appearance in a dream or in any sort of paranormal situation, it's bound to be disturbing. I've not yet seen the new incarnation of it yet. I want to. I don't know if I can convince Jenny to watch it, but maybe at some point. Maybe that's just one of those, like with The Conjuring 2, where I just have to go out in the woods and watch it on my phone by myself, because that's not creepy or anything. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online to share your real ghost stories with us. Blue Apron is a supporter of our program. We've been using Blue Apron well before they were ever a supporter of the show, and we love it. Works great for our life because we're fairly busy making these shows, working with my other company. It's a lot of go, go, go. Got two kids, both in school, getting them to and from school. That's you know, it's busy, to say the least. You don't always have time to go to the grocery store and get everything that you need. That's what Blue Apron really, they come in super handy because it comes to your door and everything is ready to go. They offer all different plans for however your life is. Two-person meal plans, family meal plans, even a wine plan, which is lovely. Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. There is a reason for it. It is quality stuff and great recipes every single week. You get to choose from all different ones. It's not like you're just kind of going luck of the draw and you hope you like what you get. No, you can go on every single week, check out the new recipes, the new menu items that are up there. You pick what you want and then they send it to you. They offer 12 new recipes every single week. Customers pick 2, 3, 4 recipes based on what fits their schedule and what sort of plan you're in. High quality, only send non-GMO ingredients with meat and no added hormones. They even have plenty of vegetarian dishes as well. So if meat's not your thing, lots of good options. Blue Apron is treating you guys, the Real Ghost Stories online listeners, to $30 off your first order. If you visit blueapron.com/ghost, check out this week's menu. Get $30 off at blueapron.com/ghost. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Okay, continuing on, 855-853-4802, the phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Maida, and I wanted to tell you a story. I couldn't say that it's stopped. It hasn't stopped completely, but it has gotten better. I have two brothers, and I was younger. I was 10 years old. I'm currently 29 now. And we had just moved from a small trailer in the middle of Whitman, Arizona, to a nice house in Phoenix, Arizona. So we were all pretty excited. My parents, though, of course, were battling a divorce. They were constantly at each other's throats. Even though we were excited about the house, you know, as little kids, we were still emotionally hurting a lot. So my brothers got involved in a lot of bad stuff. So there was not one day that there wasn't screaming and fighting and, you know, the police showing up at the house because my older brother was very abusive and he almost broke my hand. I mean, a lot of bad energy, a lot of negativity. So, it all started with my mom taking a shower, and she used to dye her hair and then wash her hair in the tub, and she'd use one of those tea, those large cups that, you know, you mix your tea in. I forgot what they're called. And I remember I was in my room with my cousin, and I heard my mom scream, and my cousin heard her scream too. So we didn't really pay attention to it. My thought was, oh, she probably, you know, the cold water must have hit her or something. So my mom came out of the bathroom like 5 minutes later, and she's shaking, like her hands are visibly shaking. And I ask her, I'm like, Mommy, what's wrong? Well, she looks at my cousin, couldn't even look at me. I don't even think she heard me when I asked her. And she said that when she had her head down and she was pouring the water with the cup on her head, someone forcefully pushed the cup down onto her head. Like, just imagine you're washing your hair with like a cup and someone comes behind you and just forces the cup down on you. And my mom was shaking, and she was, I mean, she's a light-skinned lady, but she was really pale. My mom is not one to exaggerate things like that, you know? And she's been washing her hair like that for years. So it never happened again. So that happened. And then, like, sometime later, we had to go to bed. And it was nighttime. She told my brother and I, go to bed. So we went to bed. And I remember my brother and I were falling asleep. And next thing you know, we heard my mom scream from the living room. So my brother and I, we jumped up and we ran to go check what was going on. And I see my mom and my cousin are hiding behind the couch. And we don't know what's going on. We're scared, because my thought as a little kid is, you know, someone broke into the house. And I'm looking around and I'm holding on to my brother. My mom makes her way to the kitchen slowly. What had happened was, my mom used to really like eating Yoplait, those little Yoplait yogurts in the little plastic cups. She still does. And she threw it in the trash can. Mind you, that the trash can, I remember, was not even full. My mom was a really clean lady, so she always never let the trash can get so full. So when she threw the Yoplait cup in the trash can, it went all the way down and in the trash can. What she said was that when she threw it in there, She barely left the kitchen, not even a quick second. Next thing you know, a Yoplait cup flew out of the trash can and landed on the floor. My mom freaked out completely. Of course, that was really freaky. And things started to happen. My cousin, who was staying with us at the time, she was making a sandwich in the kitchen, and we had a glass door that led to the backyard. And next thing you know, my cousin drops whatever she was making, and she said that she heard a man sneeze right outside. And, you know, my brother would used to go hang out in the back, you know, and, you know, just do whatever he was doing. He was a kid. He was, you know, smoking weed and everything. And it sounded just like that. It sounded like someone, you know, chilling on the porch outside, right outside the sliding glass door. But there was no one there, and it scared her to bits. And then after that, my mom and I remember it was a weekend, and I was hanging in the room with my mom. And my mom was watching her novela. You know, we're Mexican people. We love watching our stuff, our stories. And, you know, we're watching our novela. My brother, I don't know what happened. All I know is that my brother and I got into an argument, simple little argument. I'm 10 years old. He's 13, you know, little sister. So he gets mad, and he gets so mad at me, and, you know, he tells my mom, I don't know what he tells her. So my mom banishes him to the living room to separate our argument. So my brother goes to the living room. Not even 5 minutes later, he screams, "Mom, Mom, Mom." And so my mom runs over, and she's like, "Qué, mijo?" She's like, what, son, what? And my brother's so scared, he won't move. And, you know, he tells my mom that when he was watching TV in the living room, and he was, like, standing up and throwing his basketball in the air, he said that next thing you know, a man, a long, skinny man, looked like a man from the 70s with, like, a beard and long hair, skinny guy wearing typical, like, 70s outfit, walked right by him. Like, our living room, the hallway, like, he was staring at the hallway. So he was in the living room, and he was staring at the hallway, and the man walked right past the living room and into our kitchen. So my mom's looking around, and already my mom is like, nope, there's something going on in this house, and something's not right here. My mom immediately grabs her car keys and says, let's get out right now, because the energy was bad. That was when things started to really go down. So my mom took us to Sonic, and we sat in the car and ate our ice cream, and my mom was at a point where she was already in her head thinking, and I could tell, you know, I'm not a parent yet, but I'm pretty sure that at that point, if it's messing with your kids now, you're thinking, how the heck do I defend my kids from something I can't even see or touch? So we went back in the house. We were all pretty freaked out. And so time passed by. The problems at the house persisted. My parents were constantly arguing. There was physical fighting. I mean, it was just a mess. And I remember for some time, as my brother got older, a year passed by. And, you know, my brother got into that teenage phase where all they wanted to do was play music in his room, or, you know, teenagers like to go to bed with their music on. You know, my brother was into that phase. So I remember he started to play his music at night when everyone was supposed to go to bed. At that point, my mom was already sleeping in my room, so my parents were already sleeping in separate bedrooms. My dad was a police officer, so he was working at all hours of the night, so he was never really home. So so basically, yeah, we had a pretty screwed up family. So basically, you know, my mom started to hear my brother playing his music at night when everyone was supposed to go to bed. So she went to my brother's room and told him countless of times, you know, Marco, turn off that music now. And he would turn it off, and he would turn it back on like 10 minutes later. So they were going back and forth, and my brother never really told her why he was doing it. We thought he was just being, you know, a stubborn teenager. And so my mother, one night, she pretty much told him, why are you doing this? Why are you playing the music when I told you to turn it off? So my brother didn't say anything. He just stayed quiet. The next day, he tells her, Mom, can I tell you something? And my mom's like, well, yeah, you can tell me. And my brother tells her, the reason why I've been playing my music at night is because someone is scratching my walls and they won't let me sleep. So my mom was like, what do you mean scratching your walls? And like, just imagine you're in your bedroom and you have someone else on the other side of the wall scratching, scratching. And that's what it kind of sounded like. So basically my brother just heard scratching, on the wall. Someone trying to annoy you. Just imagine someone trying to annoy you and they're just scratching the wall. So that was going on, and that's why he said he couldn't get any sleep. And so my mom was so angry, because already she knew, okay, this is paranormal. This is why my son hasn't been able to get any sleep. And mind you, a 13, 14-year-old kid hearing scratching noises on the wall, that's going to freak him out big time. And so basically my mom said, this is what we're going to do. She told my brother that all of us were going to sleep in his room. And basically it was me. I didn't want to leave my mom's side, so I went and I slept with her, in my brother's room, even though I knew the creepy stuff was going on there too. And my mom, I slept with her. I was in the middle. My cousin Sandra was next to me, and my brother Mark was on the floor. And all I know is that as soon as the lights went off, my mom challenged it. And she said, she's like, all right, you son of a bitch. She's like, you're going to mess with my kids? Come on, try it. Scratch it. Let's do this right now. Let's see how tough you really are messing with my kids. Nothing happened the whole night. I swear, nothing. Only when my brother was alone in the room is when the scratching would begin. After a while, it stopped. It left my brother alone. My brother has always come across these type of situations. We've always known my brother had some sort of a gift. He's always been able to see things that none of us can't. He's hated it his whole life, but somehow he's learned to deal with it. And so basically, all of that was going on. And I remember, over time, my parents decided it was okay for me to be alone when they had to go run errands. I was 10 years old. I did not want to be alone, but my parents decided to leave me alone anyways. So I remember I was watching TV. I was watching the Disney Channel, and I was trying to keep my eyes focused on some sort of show on Disney, and I was just really trying to keep myself focused on it, and I was feeling relaxed. Next thing I know, in the hallway, I heard what sounded like a door slam. I got up so quick from my couch, and I stood by my front door, and I was like, who's there? And I was just a little kid. I was 10 years old. I was freaking the heck out, and nothing answered me. But I felt this heavy presence. For being a little presence, all I remember is that I went outside and I waited for the next hour for someone to come home. I was scared, crapless. And so finally, some time passed by. Nothing really major was happening anymore. And I was asleep in my room. My mom had just gotten me some new bed sheets, the Little Mermaid. I was enjoying it. I was also now getting into the phase where I wanted to listen to music while I went to bed. My mom was actually no longer sleeping in my room. She was now sleeping in my dad's room again. I don't know what was going on there. So basically, I was asleep, and I remember I had it on this channel that played nothing but pop music. I was a really big fan of NSYNC and Britney Spears back then when I was a kid. And I remember I fell asleep listening to my music and on my bed. And I remember, I will never forget this night, I got woken up because I felt a presence in my room. And when I opened my eyes, I saw a really dark-figured man. I mean, he was tall. I mean, like Shaquille O'Neal tall, but he was skinny, like skinny, 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 skinny. He had no butt. He was really flat. He had nothing. His private area, he was bare nude, but you could see nothing, like all black figure, like dark black figure. His hands were so long, skinny long, they ended just below the knee, and his fingers were long, like claws. And His head, I'll never forget his head. I can't tell you if he was wearing a hat or if they were horns, but it was the most disgusting, scariest thing I've ever seen. Next thing I know, it's like he was standing by my dresser, and he walked over to my closet and just went through it. And he made such a long, slow stride. All I know is that my music was playing in the background, my body stiffened up, and I couldn't move, and I lost my voice, and I couldn't roll my letters. I couldn't speak. It's like I had forgotten to talk. It was the most incredibly scariest thing ever. And next thing I know, I'm kind of saying, "Mom," and I can't. The only thing that's coming out is ma. Like it took my energy, and I remember I passed out. When I finally came to, it was my mom waking me up, time to go to school. For a whole week from that moment when she woke me up, my blood pressure was low, I wasn't eating right, I was throwing up everything, and my mom thought I just had a normal stomach flu, but what had happened was it seriously affected my blood sugar, it messed with me completely. I cried because I thought to myself, why are you doing this to me? I'm just a kid. And, you know, being a little kid, when I started to go to bed at night, I started to sleep with the light on. And I remember I started to say, you know, God, please help me. God, please protect me. Angels, please come and save me. Don't let this happen to me again. You know, and I firmly believe that as a kid, as I started to pray to God, I know that he did send angels because it stopped bothering me like that. But that was one of the worst things I'd ever seen. So, you know, we finally ended up moving out of that house. But that's my story. I'll call back some other time and let you know that when we moved into a different house, things continued, but things did get worse there. You know, but that's my story about that house. It's a pretty horrible situation, you know, especially when you're a kid. Those are not things that you want to see. And if it challenges your children and if it's hurting your kids, you don't know how to fight something invisible like that. How do you fight something that you can't even touch? You know? But I do believe firmly that we attracted it because of the negative energy and to the point where it was demonic. I do believe in my heart that it was becoming demonic. You know? Oh my God. Yeah. No, really quick. I'm sorry. My friend who's a witness to this, we're still friends today. We were asleep in my brother's room one night, and she woke up screaming, and she just never understood why she woke up screaming in my house, but she couldn't stay in my house anymore. And my little cousin, I remember I had a little, my little cousin was 3-4 years old, sweetest little bright little happy little child. One night when we were sleeping, he woke up screaming too, and he just never wanted to go back into that house, and he was a little baby, you know, he was 3-4 years old. It was a horrible house, but whatever it was, we do believe was not in the house. Because of the house, we attracted it ourselves. But thank you for listening. I know this is like my second voicemail to complete the whole story, but it was very important that I let you know this information. And, you have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you for taking the time to share that entire story. That's truly terrible. I mean, one of the worst things I think when it comes to ghosts and hauntings and especially dark things like this is when they're tormenting children. And if you're the parent in that situation, just that utter feeling of helplessness of you can't do anything to prevent this. And it's not like a teachable moment either, where it's like a difficult thing for the kids. It's like, tough through it. It'll make you a better person. No, this will traumatize you. This is not one of those moments where it's like, you fell down and scraped your knee, but let's tough it out. You know, let's not skip on the concrete where there's a bunch of rocks. It's not one of those moments. It's something where it's just, this shouldn't be happening to anyone and no one should have to go through it. Just my gosh, I'm glad it's calmed down. I'm glad it seems to have ended for the most part. But my goodness, thank you for sharing that story. And I hope that this is done and over with your family. 855-853-4802 is our phone number here at Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like our program, please become a EPP. That's an extra podcast person. That's where you go to ghostpodcast.com. You sign up. You get access to our bonus episodes. Every single week, brand new bonus episode posted for you. Other exclusive content up there for you. It's our way of keeping the show on the air, essentially. Without our EPPs, we could never do this show at the frequency which we do, or for as long as we've been doing it. You guys have shown us you love it. We love doing it. It's a labor of love, and I think you guys enjoy it too. So if you like the program, $5 a month is all we ask. Get access to all the bonus stuff. And help us fund this thing and keep it on the air. Because behind the scenes, it's the stuff you don't even think about and probably don't even know about unless you're making a podcast yourself. And the equipment that's involved and the time that's involved and the bandwidth that's involved and all the pieces that come together, it adds up. It adds up. If you want to do it right. So your support really, really, truly allows us to do this thing. So thank you so much for that and your support over the years. And please do keep that up because we don't want to go anywhere. We want to keep doing this thing of Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Amber, and I'm calling just to share my experience with you guys. My mother passed away probably 4 years ago due to pneumonia. It was very unexpected, and of course I had a very, very hard time with this and still do. But at my weakest point, I think it's kind of why this experience happened. Probably like 4 to 5 months later, I was home alone, and it was a regular night. I was laying in bed, watching TV, trying to fall asleep somehow, even though I had not had any luck sleeping the past few nights, when all of a sudden I felt a very strange sensation in my lower legs. Once I felt this sensation, it was almost instant that I could not move anything. It felt like a block of cement laying on top of me, very strong pressure. The only thing I could move was my head, and even that was hard to move. When I was finally able to move my head and kind of look forward, I saw my mother straddling me. She was on top of me, but she was not facing me. She was facing away from me. And I'll tell you right now, whatever this was not my mother. It looked just like her, even though I couldn't see her face. Her hair was hanging down on all sides, covering her face. But it looked just like my mother. It was in a hospital gown. It had her curly auburn brown hair. It was trying to look like my mother, but it wasn't. And I instantly knew that whatever this was evil. I could not move. I could not scream. The only thing that I could do really was pray. And after praying and praying and praying, after what seems like forever, finally the thing left. When it left, it was like this whoosh or like vibrating, popping sound. And all of a sudden I was able to sit up straight and kind of look around the room. And I knew at that moment that whatever happened, it really happened. So I just kind of wanted to share that with you guys, and I hope that...
Thank you for calling in and sharing that story with us. It's very common that we hear on the show folks who are going through rough times, folks who are in emotionally vulnerable states to be preyed upon by whatever the hell these things are. This is a common thing. So you're not alone in it. And it's very normal. It's very human to be in those states throughout life and the roads that we go down. So you're not alone at all. I'm glad to hear that it eased up and went away. But another story there that I'm sure by you taking the time to share it, I hope it helped you, because I'm sure it's going to help someone else who hears this realize, hey, I'm not crazy. I'm not alone. This happens to other people. Thank you for doing that. That's going to wrap up today's episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you like the show, want more episodes, become an EPP, extra podcast person. Sign up at ghostpodcast.com. That's a website. You can get the EPP membership right through the website, access it right through the website. Or if you like Patreon, we now have it there as well. The link is there at ghostpodcast.com to go to our Patreon page and get the EPP episodes there as well. So here you go. Until next time, for Jenny Brewski, I'm Tony Brewski. Thank you for listening to another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.